The Treaty of Hudaybiyah is a pivotal event in Islamic history that took place in 628 CE, 6A, between the Muslims of Medina, led by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Quraysh tribe of Mecca. This treaty marked a significant turning point in the relationship between the two groups and had far-reaching implications for the spread of Islam. Journey to Mecca. The Muslims set out from Medina with the intention of performing Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, during the sacred months when fighting was traditionally prohibited. They camped at a place called Hudaybiyah, near Mecca, after being stopped by the Quraysh, who opposed their entry into the city. Negotiation and terms of the treaty. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, demonstrated exceptional diplomatic skills and patience in negotiating the treaty. Despite the initial resistance and hostility from the Quraysh, the Prophet, peace be upon him, pursued peaceful negotiations. Key terms of the treaty: suspension of hostilities. Both parties agreed to a 10-year truce, during which they would cease all hostilities against each other. Deferred Umrah. The Muslims would return to Medina without performing Umrah that year but would be allowed to enter Mecca the following year for a 3-day pilgrimage. Return of converts. Any Muslim who fled to Medina without the permission of their guardian would be returned to the Quraysh, while any Quraysh member who defected to Mecca would not be returned to the Muslims. Tribal alliances. Tribes were free to ally with either the Muslims or the Quraysh without interference. Significance of the treaty. Peaceful relations. The treaty established a period of peace between the Muslims and the Quraysh, allowing both parties to coexist without the threat of war. Recognition of the Muslim state. The Quraysh, for the first time, recognized their Muslims as a legitimate political entity, which was a significant diplomatic achievement. Spread of Islam. The peace allowed for greater interaction and trade, which facilitated the spread of Islam. Many people, impressed by the conduct of the Muslims, embraced Islam during this period. Strengthening of the Muslim community. The treaty provided the Muslims with an opportunity to consolidate their strength and focus on internal development without the constant threat of Quraysh attacks. Lessons from the Prophet. Negotiation, patience and wisdom. Despite initial setbacks and the seemingly unfavorable terms, the Prophet remained patient and focused on the long-term benefits of peace. Strategic compromise. The Prophet showed that sometimes, strategic compromises are necessary for greater gains. The immediate terms may not always seem advantageous, but they can pave the way for future success. Diplomatic skill. The negotiation of the treaty demonstrated the Prophet's, peace be upon him, diplomatic acumen and his ability to achieve peaceful resolutions without compromising core principles. Trust in divine wisdom. The Prophet, peace be upon him, trusted in Allah's wisdom and foresight. Despite the initial discontent among some of his followers, the eventual benefits of the treaty became clear. The importance of Juan's spiritual integrity. While discussing the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, it's crucial to acknowledge the role of dua, supplication, and spiritual practices in the life of a Muslim. The treaty illustrates the importance of maintaining a balance between worldly affairs and spiritual devotion. Dua and its role. Spiritual guidance. The Prophet, peace be upon him, consistently sought Allah's guidance through dua in all matters, whether personal or communal. Emotional strength. Dua provided emotional strength and resilience to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers during challenging times. Trust in Allah. Regular dua reinforced their trust in Allah's plan, helping them remain steadfast in their faith and actions. Conclusion. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah was a landmark event that underscored the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, exceptional leadership, patience, and strategic insight. The negotiation and terms of the treaty highlight the importance of diplomacy, strategic compromise, and long-term vision in achieving peace and prosperity. Additionally, the Prophet's, peace be upon him, reliance on dua and spiritual integrity played a crucial role in navigating the challenges and achieving success, demonstrating that spiritual practices are integral to the holistic development of individuals and communities.